Carol, good morning.
Good morning, and how are you today, Tony?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I was worried about you. You were sick.
Oh, yes. You know, all these people that had this upper bronchial problem and said that they were down and out. Believe me, they were down and out.
You know what? I think that job that you have can make you physically and mentally ill.
There are days, and there are days.
tell us, what is the latest with the city's budget?
Well, we are waiting for the mayor to present that to us at the end of March to give us what he has looked at, and I'm not sure whether we're going to be seeing two budgets, one with the potential of a $4 million increase in taxes and one without. We're still waiting to see what it is that he's going to be presenting us. I know that the administration's been talking with employees and talking about some of the budget issues that they're dealing with. We've been, at least I have, been watching our first and second quarter numbers as they come in at our current budget and where we are and where we're spending money at, and I think that's what the public is waiting to hear as well.
All right, from what we know, and I'm a big boy, I can take it. Brittany can take it. We've got our seatbelts on. How much are we in the hole?
Well, the projection that was given to us back in January was $15 million, and that was doing business as usual. As you know, the city employees have been taking a 10% pay cut. Those are furlough days that they're not working. But the projection was as if everything was handled as normal. And this isn't normal times. We all understand that. And we all need to be looking at where we can cut funds. You know, I know that sometimes when you look at these items out there, they're not huge, big ticket items, but those add up. We know that in our own family finances. If I have a $100 car repair, it's not that I necessarily can pull $100 out, but maybe I can cut back on $5 on my groceries and $5 on going to the dry cleaners this week, and you go through that in order to put that $100 together. And those are some of the questions I think that we have to be doing from a city perspective. You know, I see waste even in our council office that I think are things that we shouldn't be spending money on, especially when we're asking taxpayers to look at a $4 million increase.
What can you do in your office to cut back?
Well, as example, the night that we were given the information by Kathy Dunbar, there were council members getting pictures taken. I chose not to have my picture taken at that time because I'm not sure how you go to the public and ask for more money and then get your picture taken. I mean, it's those things.
You know,
those things don't make sense. We pay to have plants watered. I'm not sure, you know, in this day and age, I'd rather have us have artificial plants if we want something to look green than
water it ourselves, right?
Exactly. You know, those are the things. And as you start looking in one department, you go through a number of departments, those are questions that need to be asked, and those dollars add up. And I think we have to look at those. You know, for a number of years, there's been some of us on council that have insisted that we get out of the two precincts and into one. Right now, we have the National Guard Armory on Washington. Might not be pretty, might not have all the bells and whistles, but would it save us $500,000 a year to move into that? Sure would. Would there be a cost in getting out of that? The leases that we're in, yes, there would be. But, again, if we're looking at how we can save money, those are some of the things that we have to look at.
I know that you have proposed moving into that precinct. Where do you stand on there? What's happened? Has there been any action?
No, not at this point. They tell us that they're still reviewing it. They paid to have a consultant look at that. We've been told that the leases are good up to 2013. You know, the city attorney has told us repeatedly that an appropriation or a lease is only as good as long as the money is appropriated. If you don't appropriate the money, then they can't hold you to that. You know, I remember when Jennifer Granholm was in office, one of the things that she did with all of her leases with state buildings was went to them and said, you either reduce our rates or we're leaving. It's as simple as that. And a number of them were renegotiated, and some of them they left and combined them in other locations. So, you know, I think those are all things that we should have on the table and be talking about and looking at.
All right, Carol, before we let you go, any meetings you want to announce?
Yeah, I do. Actually, there's going to be a town hall meeting on underage drinking prevention on Thursday the 17th at 7 p.m. at Holt High School Theater. This is being put on by the Underage Drinking Coalition. And if you would like more information, if you call the Holt High School principal at 517-699-0294. And again, that's March 17th.
Thanks, Carol.
You're welcome.